Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's not even Thursday. It's not Linda and Carl. It's Trish again. Welcome. Glad you could join us this morning. Carl and Linda are still out and about, and so you've got me again this morning. It's 41 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of about 56, a sunny low of about 39. And on Wednesday, again sunny, 65 and a low of 42. All the way through the week, we're looking for sunny skies, pretty low temperatures in the evenings, 68, 43, on Friday, 70 and 42, and on Saturday, 65 and 38. It feels colder out there this morning than 41, however. It was really breezy when I left Anderson. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I know a lot of you share my, I just feel so badly about Rush Limbaugh. I just heard that yesterday, and I think what an icon that gentleman has been. He's educated so many people about our government, about conservatism, what this country means. Wrote that whole series of books and tapes to educate our children about the true meaning of our history. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. And I want to remind everybody right now that the 8 to 9 hours, o'clock hour this morning is going to be an open line. So if you've got something you've just been wanting to get off your chest and vent about, that's going to be your opportunity between 8 and 9 this morning. I'm joined in the studio this morning by one of my very, very, very favorite people in the whole world. Lindsay Wilson, and she is the owner of the new restaurant, the talk of the town, Norm's, out in Palo Cedro.
Hello.
Hi, Lindsay. And also, she has her chef with us this morning, Bobby Britton. So they're going to be telling us all about this fantastic new place. Tell us about Norm's, Lindsay. Well, everybody tell us about Lindsay.
Well, I grew up here, born and raised, well, not born and here, but I was raised in Palo Cedro, California. My parents' house is literally across the street from my new restaurant, Norm's. Food is what my family does. It's what I do best. I love food. So I really think that we've been given this opportunity to make the best food in regards to product. Our product, we're using Belcampo for our ribeyes. We're using Belcampo for our lamb. It's absolutely delicious. It's grass-fed, grass-finished, high quality. We are trying to be literally made from scratch for food. So anywhere from our buns to our pulled pork with our tacos, just everything. Everything is just made from scratch.
You said, so it's from the garden to the table. How did you
farm to table?
So last night you had a cooking class. It was absolutely incredible. Tell us about that.
That was so fun. My mom hosted it. She was trained at the Accademia Barilla in Parma, Italy. And Trish, you had her pasta. How good was that pasta?
Oh, and you know what? I want to tell you, because I had a pasta machine.
Yes.
And we had 58 different kinds of flour and this and that. And we tried textures and we tried this, trying to get it just right. She did that in like
seconds
and two ingredients. And it was the best pasta. It was incredible. And it was like in a heartbeat. And she just kept working with it. And you think, oh my gosh. That's going to just be terrible. Let it rest.
She really does make it look so easy.
Is it really that easy?
It is that easy. So it takes time to prep and make everything, but when you're using really good ingredients, you don't need a lot. So literally the pasta was eggs and flour, and that's it. And then you salt the water a little bit and put it on a plate. Delicious.
Oh, it was incredible. She fixed We had a tremendous menu, actually. And she fixed all those things, and then they served us, but she fixed the pasta. Then she made some bread, just as a side thing.
Yeah.
I love that she just kind of threw that in, which I've always thought baking bread, that's like an all-day thing. You know, and I enjoy it. But she made it look a whole lot easier than I ever did, and I, you know.
And it can sop up all those juices.
Yeah, absolutely. and then she did eggplant parmesan. Pasta carbonara.
Mm-hmm.
And then just wrapped it up with a little tiramisu.
What else do you need?
Yeah, incredible. So what gave you, I know, many of you will remember, Lindsay from up at Anselmo's. That's where I got to know her, was when Anselmo's was up there and you worked up there for some time.
That was my favorite restaurant that I have worked at, and I've worked at the best. I really have Cleary's, Anselmo, Kelly's Wine Bar. But Anselmo just, it was magical up there. It really was.
It was.
I learned a lot. John Stadilli, love him to death. He's been working with us probably about once or twice a week now, and he's just been incredible, such a help. So still have a lot to learn, but.
Yeah. Well, and we're always liking new places to eat. So Norm's is out in Palo Cedro. It's located next to
Holiday Market.
If you drive in, it's on the left-hand side.
Yes.
Kind of set back. I know a lot of people say, I can't find it. But it's there if you just look right next to the, turn around the corner a little bit.
And we can't wait for summer. We have an outside patio. We're going to do pizzas outside. It is just going to be amazing.
Yeah. So what's on the menu?
Well, Bobby, what's on the menu?
So we have our hamburgers we really specialize in. We got a black and blue and just a regular cheeseburger, the mayor. And then we have a lamb burger that goes really well with our tomato jam and goat cheese. And we also have a ribeye. We have chicken, fresh. Everything's always fresh, never frozen. We don't own a freezer at all. So you're always getting the best product for the best prices.
Hand-cut French fries.
And you have a whole hors d'oeuvre thing. When we came out for the soft opening, we just ordered two or three things off of that hors d'oeuvre tray.
Probably the charcuterie board.
Yes. And that's, tell us what that is.
It's an assortment of cheeses, salamis. The Orland Cream Farmstead dropped off some cheeses that were probably some of the best cheeses I've ever had in my life. So I really want to focus on those on our charcuterie boards. Belcampo, we have there, it's an aged chili salami that is incredible. House pickled vegetables. I pickled all the garlic myself, green beans. And what else do you need? Just
absolutely.
Meat
and then we had some hot dog things.
Which are also Belcampo. Belcampo Little Smokies, grass-fed, grass-finished, all beef hot dogs. And you put them in a cornmeal batter. We get our cornmeal from Moore's Flour Mill. It's sweet. It's delicious. You dip it, fry it, and it's a pleasure for adults.
Yeah, my mouth is watering, and then I'm trying to remember what we ordered. Something else. What else is on your hors d'oeuvre tray?
What else did you order? We have the charcuterie board. We have bruschetta with goat cheese. We have what else? Crab cakes. Dungeness.
Crab cakes. That's exactly. We had the crab cakes.
Dungeness crab from R&R Meats. So we really want to emphasize what we have in our community at Norm's.
Well, and the important thing, you know, we have a lot of, and I'm not complaining about chain restaurants, but I'm just saying we have a lot of those around. But there's a lot of us who really like to get that home flavor. What is the area you're in known for? I do that when I travel. I like to make sure that I'm eating what that area is famous for. We have great natural products throughout the area. We have natural cheese. We have raw milk. We have everything that you can imagine that is available. And so that's great that's what you're doing in your restaurant. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to be right back after these messages. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Speaking of nutrition, they offer 100% certified organic produce. They carry all natural products and organic things. They've been devoted best of the North State 13 years in a row. They were established in 1982. They have a trained staff. Everybody can help you with all those products that you need, organic and what have you. Stop by and see them and have one of their great people help you out. You can go online. You can order from their rest from their menu, and then you can call it in. Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Call the table games details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. We want leaders who are trusted to do what's right for our community. They value input from others. Leaders seek solutions rather than just complain about the problems. That's why I'm running for re-election for supervisor. I have brought forward ideas to improve our community. I have the experience, knowledge, and most importantly, the integrity to do the job.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Until you clean up your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken.
I love it. Ashley's always great about bringing in a back with great music that's very appropriate. Thank you, Ashley. Good to have you with me this morning.
Good morning.
This message is brought to us by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And I've got Lindsay Wilson and her chef, Bobby Britton, in the studio with us this morning. And we're talking about the new restaurant out in Palo Cedro called Norm's. Where did that name come from, Lindsay?
Norm was our four-legged blockhead Labrador. And he was the best dog in the entire world. So what a better name than for a restaurant than Norm.
Than Norm's, absolutely. And Lindsay's husband is a fireman.
He is.
In our local area for Cal Fire.
He is. He's a battalion chief at the Reading Air Attack Base.
Nice, yeah.
So he's got about 20 seasons under his belt, so pretty new fireman.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my son is a fireman, so I know all about that.
I've been
in fire for a lot of years, so it's a good profession, and that's a great combination because firemen love to eat.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Norms is definitely a water hole for them.
I bet it is, absolutely. So talk a little bit more about the whole concept of the menu and what you bring to it. Bobby, where have you been? You're the chef.
Right.
What have you done, and are you trying some new things as we're going along? Or just kind of talk a little bit about the menu and how it got to be where it is.
Right. So I am only 24 years young, but growing up, I have 7 older brothers. So while Mom worked graveyard, she slept a lot during the day. So I did a lot of the cooking. And then it just became a passion for me. I watched a lot of cooking shows, and I actually managed Mary's Pizza Shack in Anderson. Great location. Love it.
I love it, yeah.
Carlu and Kathy Byerly, great people. They're a great sponsor around the town. So, I mean, I took a lot of that for the Italian pasta side, and then I just kind of learned from there and built the menu with Lindsay's help to make sure everything was fresh and delicious.
Do you have specials?
Yeah, we are going to start running specials. We'll have a Valentine's Day special out. Stay tuned.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So we're something special for Valentine's.
Yeah.
Surf and turf. Something flavorful and delicious.
Okay. What hours? When do you open?
We are open Tuesday through Sunday. So Tuesday through Thursday from 11 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Till 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. And just brunch on Sunday from 9 to 2.
Okay. So, and we're going to have a Valentine's Day brunch because that's the day after?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then our Friday night special as well?
Friday nights are definitely busy. Hey,
reservations?
No reservations. Wait list only to start. Eventually we'll probably do reservations, but for now we're just wait list only.
Okay. So go early and relax. Be prepared to – I mean, it's such a good atmosphere.
Absolutely.
If everybody's able to visit, there's kind of a little bar area and the dining room area. Very homey.
We have 14 taps, so – 2 of those are hard seltzer, cider, and we have kombucha that's on draft as well if you're not an alcohol drinker, but the rest of them are just amazing beers. Fall River, we focused on 2 of Fall River's beers. That was actually the first keg that we blew was the Num Num Juice. People are just going nuts over it. So, and we've got a great wine list as well.
Okay, so it's beer and wine.
Mm-hmm. Happy hour from 4 to 6, all of our draft beers and house wines.
Okay. Anything other that you can think to tell us about Norms?
I think you just have to come in and experience for yourself.
I think so. And I think, you know, we get into the habit of going to pretty much the same restaurants because we just are creatures of habit. So I want everybody to think about taking a little venture out into Palo Cedro and let's try something new. They can go out for lunch.
Absolutely.
Is the lunch menu different than the dinner menu? Pretty much the same?
Same menu. The only difference is our brunch menu.
Okay. So
St. Patrick's Day is going to be probably the biggest holiday at Norms. So I'm going to pull the menu, and it'll be everything Irish.
Oh, all right. Fantastic. So, you know, we love to highlight one of the things about the station here, KCNR, we like to highlight the new things happening in the community, and there's a whole community. Reading's just part of it. I always like to remind everybody that only half the population lives in Reading. There's a whole other population out there throughout Shasta County, and there's always something happening in different places. So I just invite everybody to come out and join Lindsay and Bobby comment. Let them know, you know, if it's good, if it's bad. Let's make some comments, but bring
Absolutely.
Your friends. Come out. We've had wonderful experiences so far. The staff is great. Everybody's cordial. So come on out and enjoy.
Thank you, Trish.
All right. Thanks so much, Lindsay, for coming in, and Bobby. And
thank you.
You guys have a great day. And
you as well.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You know, we've got so many things going on in the community that I want to talk just a little bit about some of those things. As I said, I went last night to Norms, and we had this wonderful cooking lesson. And then I was on my way into Reading because, what do you dear friend of all of us in the North State. Many of you know Norma Komnick. She was the Anderson City Councilman and just a great person for many years, and she's been on the City Council down in Anderson, Mayor of the City of Anderson, served on my board at the Frontier Senior Center for many, many years. She's very ill and has been for some time, and she's in hospice in the hospital up in Mercy right now. So I just want to send a prayer out for Norma. But I was on my way up there. And in front of me, I was on 44 heading towards Reading. And, all of a sudden, this thing dropped out of the car directly in front of me, right in front of my car. No opportunity to do anything but let it try to go under my car. Well, it didn't quite go under the car. It kind of lodged under the car. And so I'm dragging it as I'm going down 44. It's making a horrendous noise. Have no idea what it is. So it's almost 10 o'clock at night, so I don't want to just pull off on the freeway. And so I pulled off on I think Shasta View, and there's a Chevron station there. And so while I'm get in there, and so I get into the light, and so I can maybe see what's going on. And there's this big, it was like a 5 gallon oil container, plastic, big thick plastic thing, cooking oil container. Anyway, so it's lodged under my car. A nice gentleman came over, and he was trying to, we were trying to move the car forward, move it back, so we could kind of get that can down in a lower area. And then another nice gentleman came over, and we finally got the jack out of the back of my car. They were able to jack it up and get this can out from underneath my car. It was bizarre. I mean, I've never had anything happen. Fortunately, no damage to the car. The reason I'm bringing it up is because I was so flustered at 10 o'clock at night, and I didn't get either one of the gentlemen's names to the Good Samaritans who came to my help. But I wanted to share the story that there's still, this is a great community that we live in. And they just didn't even blink. They just came right over. They were getting gas. They came over and they helped me. The second gentleman worked for the Shasta County Sheriff Department. Big shout out to them. I wish I'd have gotten your names because I just want to give you a thank you, for saving a damsel in distress on the freeway. It was an incredible experience, and I drove away thinking I didn't get either one of their names. I thanked them profusely and was so, I mean, it was just delightful because there wasn't a lot of other people around. Could have been a disaster if I'd have, you know, so many things could have happened. But anyway, shout out to the Good Samaritans. There's still our people out there that'll just help you for no reason at all. And that was just great. So, can't say enough. And, you know, let's do send some prayers out towards Norma. I think they've got her in hospice care. I think her battle is fought. She's fought a mighty battle for the last several months. And that's a path that we're all going to follow. And, we just thank her for all of the things that she's done for the community for so many years. And she's just been such a good friend to so many of us. And what you would call a true public servant. She served as an elected official. She's somebody you can look up to because she took her job seriously. She never took herself terribly seriously. And just someone that you can really look up to, and certainly a dear, dear friend of mine. Many of you remember the time that Norma and I went to Texas deer hunting a few years back and brought back some trophy deer. And that was kind of the talk of the Anderson Rotary for a while because these two ladies take off in a motorhome and go deer hunting. Now, who does that? But we had a great time. And my son joined us. It was a fun thing. This section of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. It's located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specialized in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch, and Bose speakers. Give them a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say it always will stay this way. My hat is off.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, back to our show.
Well, I can just listen to that all the way through. I like that music, and thank you, Sue. I'm really gifted here this morning. I've got two gals in the control room. I've got Sue. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
how
I've got
you?
And I've got Ashley.
Good morning.
And I'm going to be putting them to work in the next hour because I remind everybody that we have an open line between 8 and 9. Anything anybody wants to get off their chest or talk about in that hour, this is your opportunity to call in and get it all out there. And Sue and Ashley are going to be joining me in talking about whatever we want to talk about if you guys don't call in. So remind you to call in at 605-4567. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you're confused, it's not Thursday. It's still Trish. It's only Tuesday. And I'm going to be here with you the rest of the day. And then I'll be back on Thursday. And Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow. So I am joined in the studio now with Ken for Congress. Ken Swanson is a official write-in candidate for United States Congress from this district. Welcome, Ken.
Good morning, Trish, and good morning in the control room.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody out there.
All right. So tell us about Ken Swanson.
Well, I had an audience over at KQMS. I ran the owner-builder radio broadcast from 2007 to about the middle of 2009 when everything just crashed. You remember that?
I do.
What a horrible time that was. But in that span of time, we did Construction Talk Radio. Every single radio program that we did was live, maybe one or two. I had to go to Los Angeles. But everyone was live. Everybody had a chance to call in and talk construction technologies. We brought in all manner of contractors, and we brought in professionals, suppliers in the construction industry, and it was a networking program designed to give anybody at home a live and interactive dialogue to be able to proceed with their project should they get stuck. Or if they had technical questions, what we would do is we would have people call in, and then we would ask contractors or suppliers to call in, give their CSLB number, and then answer that question for that maybe potential client.
Very good.
We had lots of advertisers, fantastic sponsors, and it was a very big success. We have our TapScan report here that shows that we were the top station for our demographics at that time. It was fantastic.
All right. So obviously you've got a radio background as well.
Absolutely. Now, every broadcast I did had a disaster awareness segment in it, and we brought EMTs in, we brought OES, we brought CAL FIRE officials in, and they would simply give direct conversation and take questions from the audience.
Nice.
How great was that? Yeah. Basically a town hall meeting right on the radio.
Well, and that's, of course, what KCNR is all about. It's a town hall meeting, talk about anything, get everybody in. And you're running for Congress. Tell us why you're running for Congress.
Well, because I ran the radio show, and I put it together that after that radio show, the time just right after, I thought, you know, how can we bring our country together and give everybody what they need and include the disaster awareness programs in it? If we could do that nationally, let's say 500 radio stations across the nation, and then get everybody doing Construction Talk Radio, and then tie that all in with the internet, all the social medias and everything, make every one of those things live, now we would establish a real disaster awareness network. Here's what I learned, Trish. I learned that one man in one city, in one county, in one state, is never going to get popular enough to do a national broadcast. And that was the time when we were all going crazy about this, well, a cohesive strategy. Pull that up on the internet, cohesive strategy, or the quote-unquote culture of preparedness back in those days that never happened. Why? Well, you can't do it sustainably if you're going to do it through taxes. You have to give people skin in the game. And my radio show and the National Disaster Awareness Program, you can find that on Twitter or Facebook. You can pull it up on the web anywhere. It's there. That gave people skin in the game. Why? Because every homeowner now is a stakeholder in the program. It gives everybody sweat equity, skin in the game.
And that is the solution to all of the problems that we've got, the handing out and socialism attack at everything, giving everybody things free, that is never going to solve the problems that we have in the United States.
So what I figured is if you go to Congress, you get a bill passed, and you get something going where you can allow people to go have a radio show like what I did, now you're giving people opportunity to open up the airwaves. First of all, you're giving the radio stations more income and more popularity because now you're basically rebuilding radio. Let's make radio great again. Let's bring back the Roaring Twenties in the 21st century.
That's certainly a different approach for politics for wanting to get involved.
Well, let's make something clear. I'm not a politician. I'm a builder, but if you have, let's say you're a person that you've got some sort of a symphony going on in your head, okay? You're not an orchestra, but you want to go to the best orchestra in the world to get that stuff out of your brain on paper so people can listen to it. Well, for me, that's Congress. I've got the plan in my head. I need to go to Congress, get that bill passed in 2 years, then get the heck out of there, and then run the program. Now, isn't that what our grandfathers used to do? If they weren't doing the job, you get their job from them, go do it right, and then come back, get back in the private sector, and do your job.
And that's certainly exactly how our system was set up to begin with. It was supposed to be people from the community going, making a difference in their government, and then going home.
Exactly.
It's turned into a different kind of a system now. It's a career, but maybe that's not all good.
Yeah. Now, the program, the National Disaster Awareness Program, has a jobs program within it. And that job program has the potential of initiating millions of jobs for America. And what I'd like people to do is, if you're in front of a computer, go to Donald Trump's Council for the American Worker. If you've never heard of that, pull it up on the website. It's real easy to get to. Or look for the National Workforce Strategy. Now, the Council for the American Worker has all kinds of CEOs, big wig people that are at the top of the construction echelons. Now, CEOs like CEO of Home Depot that are on this thing. Okay, but how do you get the big CEOs, the top brass, and then down at the bottom, all the ancillary guys that are digging ditches out there and trying to sell construction supplies, how do you bring those people together? Here's your plan right here.
There you go.
Yeah. And you have tutorials. How about this one? How about all the guys and gals that run all those trade schools back in the day? Where are all the trade schools?
Well, we've spent the last how many years convincing everybody that they needed to go to college. It's the push. How many kids from your high school go to college? We based everything on the statistics of how many kids graduate, how many kids go to college. So we've got a whole lot of really educated people sitting around out there with degrees in natural sciences and European religions that don't have a job, but they do have a degree. But they don't have a skill.
And that's okay. Why? Because if you own a house and you understand basic principles of construction, you can do sweat equity and you can remodel your own house, maybe even flip it. Like California, we have a two-year plan where you take a big-time exemption and go get a bigger house and then allow somebody else to take over where you left off maybe.
So get back into the trade schools is what you're pushing and teach people a skill. Let them learn something that can make a living and be a contributing factor.
Yeah, and we did that on my radio show, because if you're out there in the trenches and you get stuck, like I was talking to the guys out at the Builders Exchange yesterday, if you're stuck in a trench and let's say you're doing a UFR ground inside your foundation and you want to get this thing hooked up correctly and you just can't do it right, you call into the radio show, maybe pull up a YouTube video, talk to a plumbing contractor or general contractor about how to set up a UFR ground. Well, now you can get back to work because you just got your answer immediately.
There you go.
So you have tutorials, you have educational, you put it together with the internet, and you can keep on going at work. You don't have to stop. You don't have to wait. You just keep on going.
So this, I concur with everything you're saying. I'm not in my mind clear about how it is you're going to convince the constituents in this congressional district to vote for you for Congress.
That's a tough row to hoe, isn't it?
It is indeed.
But here's the thing. Everybody's out there, okay, and they're running for some sort of an office. And they're saying, okay, I'm running for an office. I want to be your hero. And here's a short commercial about what I want to do. But my question is, how are you going to do it? What exactly are you going to do in your particular candidacy to gain that office and then effectively work and exceed at what you plan on doing? I'd like to know how you're going to do it. Here's my program. I want to go to Congress because I have a national disaster awareness program. I'm here to tell you, as a prior president of the Shasta County Fire Safe Council, the car fire did not have to happen. We all know that. Okay, but that's the complacency that Mr. Whitner will tell you about. I've heard him quote him many times. Biggest problem is complacency. You're driving down the freeway or next to some sort of an incident, and you go, "Oh well, somebody will take care of that," and you keep on going. Well, how many cars and trucks, or especially RVs and boats driving on 299, have a fire extinguisher in the back seat? Okay, they would have jumped right out and put that fire out. Had they been aware, if my program would have been in effect more than 8 years ago, incidentally, Mr. LaMalfin knew about it then that may not have happened. Now, the campfire in paradise, that's a different thing.
And we'll get back to that after we come back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years and is a Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. Unlike doctors who practice, there is no practicing with Crackmaster. Repairs are a certainty, so they will know it is a job well done. Chips up to a quarter size and cracks up to 24 inches. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Got rain and cold, and that crack can turn into something you have to replace. Give them a call today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The sky is my is over.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're streaming. You can give us a call at 605-4567. I'm joined in the studio with Ken Swanson. Ken for Congress has a unique platform for running for election. Certainly national preparedness is something we can all identify with. We'll get right back to that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelers, my favorite candy store in town. You can always find something wonderful at Four Winds Jewelers if you just need that special gift for that special someone. We have Valentine's Day coming up. That's the place for you guys to be going and looking for something special for that friend or significant other or wife. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a great collection of antique jewelry and consignment jewelry. Always the very special thing that they can make for you, and they do watch repair. which is the only place in town that you can get that done. If you take your watch someplace else, it's going to get fixed there any place because he is the watch repair man. So please give them a call at 222-2754 or stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. I always say a girl can't have too many diamonds or too many guns. So I'm joined by Ken Swanson, Ken for Congress. Tell us more about your platform. I'm fascinated because we're not really talking politics here. We're talking about a plan to run for Congress and do something. Say, this is what I want to do when I get to Congress, do it, and then leave. That's kind of unique.
Absolutely. Well, you have to have a plan. And, again, I'm your write-in candidate, so that empty box, that would be me. So we talked about the program, a national disaster awareness program with the jobs program in it. So let's talk a little bit about the infrastructure. What's fascinating about this, as I did my radio show as it is today, the infrastructure is already there. The radio stations, if there's a disaster, they always have backup. I'm with STERES, that's Shasta Tehama Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ham radio guys. Okay, so we have plans for that. We have programs that we can work with fire officials and county officials, CAL FIRE guys, for communications assist. And what key for that would be like the car fire. Everybody was driving around, had no idea where to go, what to do, because the first responders, they were doing their thing. But when you're in your car, if we have ham radio operators surrounding an incident, seeing the angle from north, south, east, and west, we can tell people via radio, right through your radio station with net control right here, what they see, where they are, what the conditions are, what the traffic report is, and exactly what they're looking at, so people driving in their cars know exactly what to do and how to escape that thing. Also, we have programs to get people, get ham radio operators inside incident areas so people don't have to drive from, like, Happy Valley, someplace where they can get to a phone to call. We can go ham radio right out of there to net control to a radio station or telephone calls to allow people to tell their loved ones that they're safe and everything is okay or they have needs and necessities. We can do all those things. But the infrastructure, everybody's in Congress. There's enough lawyers in Congress to take care of everything I need. I'm a builder. I just go there. We do our thing. And what if there are more builders in Congress than there were lawyers? Think about that one.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, but that would be great.
The infrastructure, every radio station is all set up in the United States, all the builder suppliers, everybody is there for the construction industry. Everything you do, if you live in a house, you're affected with the construction industry. If you drive on the road, you're affected with the building industry. It's all the building industry. The site's reservoir, as soon as a stake goes into the ground, that's the construction industry now. And for the future, anybody wants to buy a lot, if they can, around a reservoir like that for a pretty view, that's the building industry. And we need to build the building industry. How are we going to do this? How are we going to supersede the new Green Deal? Got your plan right here, folks. It's all there. We go to Washington. The team is already there. The infrastructure is there. How's the funding going to happen? Well, this right here in my hot little hand is a disaster guide resource book. People advertise in this thing. If you give these people a better way to advertise, live radio, where you get all the benefits of live radio, and then you get remotes and all that kind of stuff, you give these people more bang for the buck, and they're going to advertise with you, all right? Not to mention the Blue Book of Construction Resources, which is about 2 inches thick by about 12 by about 8 inches wide. Big. All construction, all resources. You give these people a better way to advertise, they're going to go with you. To the point, and I may be bold enough to say, that the federal government will have to, and as part of my plan, create a national disaster awareness database, and those are the guys that are going to control all of this stuff in a truly public-private initiative. They take care of all those people that want to advertise through the program. They're affiliated, they're certified, and they're part of this thing. Now, you want people to jump into something like this? It's a pretty big pool. But the best thing about something like this is this is just the start. I tell people, think big. No, think bigger, because this is huge. Okay, and it starts here in the United States, and it can go anywhere in any developed nation in the entire world. Okay, take Japan, take Fukushima, take all the tsunamis that happened around that place. You think they have builders in Tokyo and all those other communities got wasted by a tidal wave and all that? Sure they do. You think they got radio stations in Tokyo? Sure they do. Think they got builders? Yeah, they do. It can work there. It'll work anywhere.
I don't think there's any question that national preparedness is a thing that needs to happen. I still can't figure out how we're going to get your name on that ballot to get you elected to Congress.
It might take 2 years.
Yeah.
But I'm not going anywhere. And I'll tell you something else. Disasters aren't going to go anywhere. They're coming back. When's our next car fire? When's our next campfire? When's our next Mendocino complex? And what are we going to do? And I'm sure President Trump turned around to Lamoff and said, gee, Doug, how are we going to stop this from happening in the future? You think he might have asked that question?
He may have.
That would be a resounding yes.
Yes, I'm sure he may have, absolutely. And you know, certainly I think we both agree, we were talking in that President Trump is probably the person that would handle something like this and put it into place if it was given the plan.
President Trump is a builder. I'll tell you what, folks, if I had 18 holes with President Trump, we would be going someplace right now.
If we can figure out a way to make that happen, maybe we don't have to elect you to Congress.
Well, maybe I can get Doug's ear being on the radio and running for Congress, because it's really tough to get through the gatekeepers. Now, I've been doing this for 10 years. Every time there's been a disaster, I have gone on the local newspaper via the web, and I've said, okay, so we just had a disaster. This is tragic and all that, but we still have no national disaster awareness. And why is that? Because most of these things are defunct. They are unsustainable
because it's
tax money.
And we're reactive. We are a reactive society. We don't seem to be able to get out in front of ourselves. Technology is changing so rapidly. We don't seem to be able to get into a position in government anymore where we're proactive in anything.
Well, we can use that technology for our benefit now. See, I don't mind. I never minded somebody complaining on my radio show so long as you had a solution to the problem. And the idea of running for Congress means that you're looking for the people, not the people above you that have answers, because the people below you have answers as well. All your answers doesn't come from a G schedule. There are people out there, like me, who have been given a gift from God to give to their country, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm very, you might tell that I'm passionate about this, huh?
I think
I'm
you
very
are,
passionate
yeah.
About
yeah.
It. And I got, you know.
Obviously got the plan.
Yeah, look at the endorsements. American Red Cross, Greater Chamber of Commerce from Frank Strazzarino, bless his heart. Sunblockers and my attorney and all manner of the training center at the Shasta Builders Exchange. All these people gave me endorsements back then that I carry to this day. And it was a very good thing. It proved what I was doing. I won't stop until it's accomplished. Or how about this one? Hey, folks, if you can find somebody that has a better plan than this, I will follow them.
There you go. So this is an interesting conversation. It's election time. This station is going to give everybody an opportunity to come in, talk about their platform, and why people should vote. I think this is interesting that maybe, like you say, you can at least get the attention. Ken Swanson, if you don't like the candidates that are on the ballot, there's a write-in place. Ken Swanson is the name you can fill in there. And give this, how do we reach you, Ken? How can people
you
get a hold of you?
Just go to talkradiobuilder.com, look in the comments, look at my blogs. People don't go look at these things, but those are for the encouragement, everybody. There are blogs that are only for people who understand the building industry, or if you have a question, love to talk to you about that. If you got a question about construction, my business through Reading City is construction consultation, and it's been that way since 2000. And I've always been there for people, and we like to do that on ham radio. Get a ham radio license if you're a CERT member, okay? If I understand there's a councilman here in Reading that wants to resurrect the Fire Safe Council, let's do it. But let's do it right. Let's get ham radio operators doing that thing. Let's get some of my ham radio operator programs going through Steries, and let's do things correctly and safely.
There you go. Ken Swanson for Congress. It's a write-in candidate. He's a registered Republican. Got some great ideas here. National disaster preparedness, something that we have our share of disasters here in this area, no question mm-hmm. about that. Thanks for coming in, Ken.
Thank you, Trish.
And we welcome you and wish you luck. This is great. Get out among people. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these messages. Again, we're looking at open line between 8 and 9. If you've got something you just can't stand not talking about, please give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The hours-long delay in results from last night's Iowa caucuses is an embarrassing situation for the state's Democratic Party, and it's casting their 2020 presidential race into early confusion.
Some caucus organizers blame glitches with a new mobile app, saying it caused confusion, forcing some to call in results for the state party to record manually, introducing human error and delays. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price stresses they have backups in place.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected.
President Trump's campaign tweeted, quality control equals rigged. Again, Troy Price.
We want to emphasize that this is a reporting issue, not a hack or an intrusion.
Results are expected later today. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate's in its final hours of President Trump's impeachment trial. Senators today getting 10 minutes each to make statements on where they stand of the charges on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. When it's all said and done, though, the upper chamber is expected to vote to acquit tomorrow afternoon. You can look for the economy to figure prominently in President Trump's State of the Union address tonight, 9:10 Eastern time, expected to take about 90 minutes. Russian President Putin says a nationwide vote on constitutional changes he proposed wouldn't be used to extend his current term of office, but Kremlin critics have seen Putin's amendments and are saying part of his efforts to stay at the helm after his current presidential term expires in 2024. Those proposed changes, though, don't make it clear exactly how he could do that. Meanwhile, a California state senator wants to transform the nation's largest electric utility into a publicly owned company. Pacific Gas and Electric and its sprawling network of power lines has been blamed for starting catastrophic wildfires. The company's trying to emerge from bankruptcy by June 30th. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tac Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year. And that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
A meeting between the heads of Israel and Sudan elicits criticism.
Palestinian leaders have expressed dismay over a meeting on Monday in Uganda between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Sudan's transitional leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. Top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called it a stab in the back. On Saturday, Sudan joined with other members of the Arab League to condemn the new U.S. peace plan for Israel and the Palestinians. It seems no one back home in Khartoum was aware the meeting was even to take place, with a government spokesman saying only, "We received the news about the meeting between the chief of the Sovereign Council and the Israeli Prime Minister through the media." I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at Town Hall. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The latest attempt at an HIV vaccine faces a setback with the announcement of results from a major international study.
The study had enrolled more than 5,400 people since 2016 in South Africa, a country with one of the world's highest HIV rates. Last month, monitors checked how the study was going, and according to the U.S. National Institutes of Health, 129 HIV infections had occurred among the vaccine recipients, compared with 123 among those given a dummy shot. Two other large studies in several countries are underway, testing a different approach to a possible HIV vaccine. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh announcing on his show yesterday he's been diagnosed with an advanced stage of lung cancer. Without going into specifics, Limbaugh said there may be days he's not on the air because of treatment, but looks to keep his normal schedule as possible. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. It's Tuesday, February 4th. Where in the world did January go? And it is only Tuesday. It's not Thursday yet, but it is Trish Clark, and thank you for joining me this morning. It's about 42 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 56, a low of 39, and on Wednesday, a high of 65 and a low of 42. On Thursday, a high of 68 and a low of 43. Sunshine all week long. Friday, a high of 70 and a low of 42. And on Saturday, a high of 65 and a low of 42. It looks like sunshine throughout the week. No rain in the near future. So we're going to dry out for a little while. Remember that the groundhog did not see his shadow, so they're calling for an early spring. I'm not quite believing that. I still kind of think we'll get that random freeze here between now and then. And we have to wait a little bit longer, though, till all the trees get blossomed out, and then we can freeze and go through all of that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. As I told you before, this is open line. Certainly you've got something on your mind out there that you'd like to talk about. Sue and Ashley are here with me this morning, so you're going to be listening to what we want to talk about unless you give us a call. So certainly there's something out there that you've been wanting to talk about. Give us a call, 605-4567. We're going to talk about whatever you want to this morning. I want to go back a little bit and talk about Rush Limbaugh. You know, this is... I started listening to Rush back in the 80s when I had my business in my home, and I was there all day, and I liked to listen to the radio. And he was down in Sacramento at that time, and I remember telling my husband that there was this guy on the radio who talked about all things politics and was reading my mind, because he kept saying all the things that I thought. And when a situation was there, I would come up with, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what I think about it. Whether you agree or you disagree, or whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or what, if you're an American, you have to identify with where Rush Limbaugh was coming from. He feels so strongly about this country and about educating us about our history, about how things really work in government and in all those things. And his predictions are almost canny that he's right. 99.9% of the time. I mean, he actually has they do studies about what he says and when he makes a mistake. And he's, a lot of women I know don't identify with Rush. They think he's kind of an egomaniac or something. I guess I have that. I understand his sense of humor. I understand where he's coming from. That's his shtick. I never have been offended by him. I love the early days when he did all the feminazi things and all of the wonderful things that he would come up in the parodies on different people and kind of made fun of everybody equally. But he had a message, and he's always got a message. He's going to key in on the true, what's really happening, cut through all of the stuff. I think he's just an American jewel. I send out prayers that he's one of the ones that they can make a difference with. Certainly he'll have all the best medical care that's available, and we can just hope for a recovery. You know, he went through the thing with his hearing that would have stopped most people from continuing on in a radio career as a talk show host, but he managed to work his way through that, come up with the ocular transplant thing where he could actually hear and continue hear differently than we do, but continue with his show. I don't know how many of you are aware of the series of books and tapes that he wrote for children about trying. He feels strongly about trying to educate our children. If we don't know our history, we don't know where we came from, that then we're going to have a hard time figuring out where we're going. And unfortunately, our schools are not teaching the history of the true history of where this country came from. It's one of the things I kind of hate about the fact that we're going away from books and we're going more into technology. And unfortunately, they're kind of rewriting history. They've decided to kind of color and leave out things they didn't like that happened. And I fear that our children are not going to really have a good understanding of how we actually got where we are. Rush Limbaugh felt that way, and his wife, and they did the books. He wrote the different books, and then he did them. He taped them. Those are treasures. I've got all of the books I got them for my grandchildren, and the tapes that he recorded of them. If you haven't done that, and if you have children or grandchildren in the age 13, 14, go online and get those tapes and take the time. I listened to all of them. They were great stories. And he used some characters, Paul Revere and the Talking Horse, and they would go back in history I think the Pilgrims. I've forgotten now all of the different situations, but there's five or six of those books. I really encourage you to get a hold of those, listen to them yourself, share them with your children. It's important that they learn the true history of how this country was founded, what the intention of the founders were. He's been asked many times to write some more of these stories because they really do enlighten our children. I think it's important that we offer that up to our children, that they actually know the history. Who doesn't remember the tithe? You remember, oh gosh, now we're going back when Rush Limbaugh was first started, we had his TV show, and he came out with that line of beautiful silk ties, all bright, and you just, everybody in the room knew you were a Republican and you were conservative if you were wearing one of these ties. But that was one of the things he did early on. So with his TV show and all that. So anyway, shout out. Let's all offer up prayers for Rush Limbaugh this morning. I can't imagine the airwaves without him. A lot of people have been speaking up. A lot of the talk show hosts, Mark Levin, and Sean Hannity did a big thing yesterday about Rush. I think it's great. We're going to go to the phone now and talk to Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Yeah, hi. I agree with you about Rush, everything you said, you know, so sad to hear that.
I just my prayers go out to him. I got tears in my eyes when I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, and I've seen his picture, you know, on Facebook, of course, and you just said, you know, it's really sad. But anyway, yeah, I've already prayed. I just was really sad. But what I was calling about is I've been thinking about calling in for a while. I went to the theater with the great-grandchildren to see Frozen 2. And I was wondering, have you seen Frozen 2?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, it's a very, it's awful in my opinion. It's brainwashing the children just like they brainwash the children about Bambi, you know, and all the hunting and everything. And this one is against dams. The bad people built a dam and the forest went dark and it caused all nature to be in dark and in havoc and you couldn't go into the woods because this dam was built, and then eventually, it's all make-believe, but they get the rocks to throw themselves and wreck the dam, and so now the sun starts shining again and everything when the dam is destroyed, and then one of the, I don't know, Elsa and Anna, which one, but anyway, she used her power to go down and divert the water so the city didn't get wrecked from the dam being destroyed, so I just wanted people that are of my age that don't go to see movies like Frozen 2, you know, that how horrible, how much they're brainwashing the children. I was very upset after I left there.
You know, Roberta, this is a topic. I was at a gathering one time, and I started to bring up some of the stuff. I mean, we've all seen the Disney movies. Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I mean, for goodness sakes, and we all did it without, maybe we just weren't paying attention. I don't know, busy raising our children. I don't know what the deal was, but this is not new. They've been brainwashing our children. It's not an accident that we're where we are in this United States, because they've been doing this for years. Roberta, hang on. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Hang on until the other side of the break, and we'll chat about this a little more. This is a good subject. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good positive music coming back from, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Tuesday, February 4th. It's about 8:19 in Reading. The sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful day. And this is Trish Clark, and it's only Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. And I'm having a great conversation right now with Roberta, and we're talking about the silent brainwashing of our children that's been going on for years and years under the guise of entertainment.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I was going to say, I think the movie was Fantasia. I'm not sure if that's the right one. Anyway, I went to see that with some friends on its 50th anniversary from Disney. It was re-released, if I have the right movie. But anyway, it started out really cute with all this movie and hippos playing music, like big band music, and it was really cute. And then pretty soon, after quite a while, it goes to this part where they show the land being destroyed and everything's destroyed, and there's this pond, and then out came this little one-cell thing and came out on the land and evolved into animals and everything. So they were teaching evolution to the children like 70 years ago, at least. It was re-released. Anyway, I thought, gee, I didn't know Disney was already teaching evolution to the children. And then I told my daughter-in-law that. She said, well, you'll notice there's no church on Main Street. I said, yeah, you're probably right. And then I said, I told her, if he didn't trust in Christ, you know, he's not in heaven. He's in hell. And she said, well, he had his head frozen in cryonics. Did you know that?
No.
No. So anyway, a lot of interesting things happen in life that we have, you know, no idea what's going on, or not like you're saying, not aware.
Well, and I think what we didn't pay attention to when we should have, you know, they realized the world powers many years ago that there were too many guns in the United States. They were never going to take us over regular way. They were not going to invade us and take us over that way. But many times the comments were made that they would take us over within our schools. And that's exactly what they've done. So they've gotten to our children, and we sat, and I remember when my son was little, and Ranger Rick was one of the magazines that my son's name is Rick, and so I loved Ranger Rick and all of the things, and then as I started to pay closer attention to what was in there, it was, oh my gosh, it was everything that I didn't agree with. and he was teaching all kinds of things about what the Forest Service later did in the forest and didn't maintain it and preserve all of that stuff. And I thought, my goodness, what, you know, Smokey the Bear, don't let it burn, all of these things. And they really have invaded our schools. I think the part I talked a little earlier about with the history with Rush Limbaugh, because if you want to just be frightened, I don't have any little children in my family now, grandchildren or anything, but I'll tell you that if I did, I'd be hard pressed to put them in the public school system.
Yes, I'm dealing with that now, you know, and they're in a charter school, so teachers really care, but they're so limited on what they can do. And they do pledge allegiance every day at the school, which is why I probably started having them go there. The schools are totally frightening. And, you know, and of course, we're hearing about the sex ed. And I watched the thing online from the Patriots meeting last night. And it is just gross that they would teach little children, you know, all this stuff that's actually porn. And yet they don't teach them any of our civics or our true history of our country.
They're talking about not teaching American history prior to World War II? What?
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one.
Well, okay, so we're not going to teach them how we got where we got. It's amazing to me.
It's really sad.
Remember.
And I'm glad there's people fighting, you know, really trying to fight all this evil stuff, but I think the schools have failed, and I guess a lot of people will be homeschooling.
Well, I think that if you're paying attention at all, there's got to be another thing. You've got to teach your children. I noticed it and complained about it adamantly when we started with the first five commission. It's not enough that they get our children first. It used to be first grade. And then they had to go to kindergarten. And then they said, children really need preschool. And then they zero to five commission they want to get our kids right from the beginning and make sure that they start brainwashing them early. God forbid children should be taught by their parents to have values and morals and those kind of things. We've gotten so busy in our society, Roberta, with going and coming. I watch the young families now. They don't have time to be together or do anything. They're running at such a high pace. We've allowed that somebody else to take over that very important function of shaping that young mind.
That's what I agree. And a lot of single parent homes, you know, with the mom, she has to work, and you know, so the kids are in these first five and all the way through school, because it used to be a two parent family, and the mom. When I was in the 50s, best time, you know, mom was at home, and you could afford a home, and one out of $50 went to the federal government, and so it's been turned upside down, but destroying the home is probably the biggest issue. And then turning them over to others to raise. So I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Roberta. Yeah, it was good. I mean, you don't know where this conversation is going to go this morning. Thanks for calling, Roberta. So if you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. I can get started on all kinds of different things. I have in front of me a list that went through the internet a while back, and we talk about government and the things that are happening. The state of California is in such a mess, you hardly know where to begin with all the things that are wrong with us here. One of the things that's wrong with us, or have you seen the list of state agencies? I have it in front of me. It's in a font of about 12, and it's like 10 pages long. There's hundreds of these commissions. These are some of them appointed. Most of them have a hefty salary involved with them. Every one of these agencies has administrators. They have staff. They have technicians. They have a building. They have computers, health care, retirement, vacations. Randomly, California Academic Performance Index, California Access for Infants and Mothers, California Acupuncture Board. I can go on and on. Bay Delta Office, Biodiversity Council, Board for Geologists and Geophysicists, Land Surveyors and Professional Engineers, Board of Accountancy, Behavioral Sciences, Board of Equalization, Guide Dogs, California Braille and Talking Book Library, California Building Standards Commission. All of these people, that's just like the first list there. There's you name a subject, there's at least four. I went through this. Mining, how much mining goes on in the state of California anymore? And there are like five or six different boards that deal with mining. The Governor's Office on Emergency Services, you'd think that would cover it. There's several of those. There's administrative hearings, standards boards, every kind of and they all have all of these. They're feeding off the trough, and they're making decisions that you never know about. They're writing rules. They're putting bureaucracy in front of us, and it goes on day after day, week after week. And if we I remember when I was on the Board of Supervisors, and everybody was constantly trying to start a new commission, a new citizens groups to analyze, and I used to make the point that in fact that's what the Board of Supervisors was elected to do, to learn about things, to listen to their staff, to do the study, and to make the decisions. That's why we elected them. And every time a tough decision came up, somebody wanted to assign it to a group of citizens or a board to study it and bring back a recommendation. And I never voted for any of those commissions, or I just didn't. I refused to, and I just kept saying, you know, that's our job. We're supposed to do it. Staff is supposed to study this with us, educate us, and we make the decision that's best for our constituency. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back to our phone line, and Jimmy, we'll catch you on the other side after these messages.
In my soul, down that red dirt road, it's where I drank my first beer.
welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marking this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Get your attention, but you overlook me somehow. They thought you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my game.
Thank you, and welcome back to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. Your talk radio, give us a call at 605-4567. We're just kind of having an open line here this morning. It is Trish Clark. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow. This portion of the show is brought to us by Home Helpers. My daughter from another mother, Sharon Clark, has Reading Home Helpers. If your loved ones need some extra help at home, recovering from an injury or surgery, the amazing caregivers of Home Helpers can keep your loved ones safe and independent in their own home. All of them have background checks, licensed by the state. You can schedule 2 hours to 24 hours a day, whatever the needs of your loved one in this situation are. Sharon has had this business for 12 years now. She cares so deeply, and all of her people care so deeply. She'll give you a home consultation. You can figure out what you need, and they can fill your needs. Give them a call at 226-8350, Home Helpers, and Sharon Clark. We're going to go to the phone now and talk with Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Tris. Great show today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I heard you folks talking about the current sex ed in our schools.
Yes.
And yesterday, last night, at the Patriots meeting, there was a lady that did a presentation on Assembly Bill 329, and that is the current sex education program they have in our schools now. I was completely shocked at the contents of the material they are teaching these children. I'm talking grade school kids here. FCC rules would probably not let me say what they are teaching over the air because it is so disgusting. It's not only X-rated, it's triple X-rated.
It's basically pornography if it by any other name.
Yes, exactly. And I'll try to be subtle here, but they are teaching same-sex procedures. I don't know how to put this politely, but
yeah,
they're teaching how to engage in a sex acts with same-sex partners and all these, like, unnatural sex acts. If I haven't actually read the bill, but I think they can decode it because if you look at the material they are teaching, I'm not going to go into it over the air. It's disgusting. Now, hopefully, this lady, I believe she might be on Sovereign Minds pretty soon, and hopefully I'd love to see Carl Bott invite her on his show.
That'd be great. You know, this is I had Assemblyman name just went right out of my mind. Our Assemblyman on the radio yesterday, and he was talking about a bill that he has sponsored in the Senate. Not our Assemblyman, our Senator Brian Dawley.
Right.
I hate where I have a brain fade. But Senator Dawley has a bill that would at least allow the curriculum to become public, so that parents could go online and see what it is they're going to be teaching in the school. He tried to get the bill passed the last time, so that you could opt in or opt out. At this point, the parents don't even know what they're teaching. Number one, and number two, you can't take your child out. I think that's appalling. That's why I said earlier that knowing what I know about what they're teaching in the schools and what they're not teaching, I wouldn't put a young mind into that school system in this day and age. Certainly not in the state of California.
I was a construction worker for 30 years, and me and the guys wouldn't even talk this graphic about what these people are teaching their kids.
Teaching babies. You're talking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds.
Yes.
Things that my 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old, 9-year-old hopefully didn't even know about at that point.
No, I mean, and they're one of the things I think I can say over there is they're teaching bondage, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, anyways, yeah, I'd love to have Carl Bott invite this lady. I forgot her name, but I think she's going to be on, hopefully she's going to be on Sovereign Minds very soon because I know that they invited her last night. And can I mention one more thing real quick?
Sure, please.
You know this Iowa caucus debacle that's going on? The app they used for the votes, I guess they're having major problems with it. And there was a big, huge delay. Well, the app company apparently is run by 3 or 4 Clinton staffers.
Oh, wow. They're doing it again.
Yeah.
Still.
I just thought that was funny because that's going to be on the news here pretty soon. You folks are going to see that. And I thought, Hillary strikes again. So.
She just doesn't go away. It's just amazing, and you know, I wonder, you're hearing so much from the Bernie Sanders crowd that if they pull something on him again, that I think is going to get very interesting, if not violent.
Yeah, that's kind of the word around the campfire right now. But yeah, I guess the CEO, the CTO, and the senior product manager are former Clinton staffers from 2016.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We certainly will. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
All right, Trish. Bye.
Appreciate it. But this whole thing with the we talked a little bit about this yesterday with the establishment in Washington D.C. The Republicans have sort of fallen in line through this impeachment, the latest section of the impeachment to support President Trump. But we've gone for 3 years with the establishment being the predominant force in Washington, D.C. Regardless of what this outsider president has tried to do, the people that are there that we have elected, they like the way things are run. Whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, they like doing things the way they've established it. And they don't want this outsider coming in and busting up their funding stream, their career building things that they're doing. You can turn in any direction and take a look at the, people that are connected to the Ukraine scandal, to the money laundering, the appointment, the funneling of money back. Dianne Feinstein, my goodness, look at the things that woman has been involved with and her husband has been involved with for all of these years. He's made millions and millions of dollars off of government contracts, government leases, things that are such a conflict of interest. That's a Democrat. But Romney, on the other side, he's got a relative that's involved working for one of those Ukraine companies as well. So whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, they like the way they've been doing things. In fact, one of the charges in the impeachment against President Trump is basically, if you listen to the testimony, a bunch of staffers saying he won't play the game the way we've told him to. He won't do the things that we've always established. This is how he's supposed to do it. This is how we've always done it. Is it by law that they do it? No, that's just how they've done it. And he wants to do it his own way, which I believe is his right as the elected president. But that's kind of one of the charges, that he's obstructed the Congress. He won't let the bureaucrats do it the way they've always done it. And so we need to impeach him. I'm not sure that's a cause of action. I'm pretty sure it's not a crime. That's what they've got him on. That's what they're going after. It's ridiculous when you look at the way that we've allowed this bureaucracy, this establishment, this swamp to go on for all of these years. And we don't seem to be able to break it up. I think that President Trump is coming closer. He's sure making him nervous back there and driving him crazy. I get a kick out of that. And I know a lot of you wish that you're okay with what he's doing, but you kind of wish he'd stop tweeting. And you kind of wish that he'd stop talking sometimes. I kind of disagree with that. I think that's his style, number one. And I think he also uses that absurd tweeting and just coming off the wall to get them going in the exact direction he wants them to go. They go off on something and are on some kind of a tangent. He comes up with some off-the-wall tweet that's got everybody talking. Oh, my gosh, how ridiculous. How can he be this absurd? And if you kind of just wait for it. Pretty quick, they'll all be talking about exactly what he wanted, and they'll forget about that other thing that he didn't want them going there. I think he leads them around by their nose, and they hate it. I think he's brighter than anybody gives him credit for. We knew exactly pretty much everything about Donald Trump when we elected him, and I think the American people, a silent majority, if you will, have said, we've had enough of the status quo. We've had enough of the establishment, if you will, and we want to change. I'm of the belief that this was the guy that was the change maker. I think he arrived just in time to perhaps save this republic, perhaps keep us from going over the edge. Give him 4 more years, maybe he can really, really put us in a course for good action. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more conversation on the other side. If you'd like to give us a call and talk about something, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They're helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell is just a jewel. She's got the answer. If you've got a question about insurance or investments, or just give her a call. All of the financial things you need to know. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Megan Daly is leading efforts to fix what's wrong in Sacramento.
I'm pushing to hold utilities accountable so we can always keep the power on, prevent deadly wildfires, and ensure wildfire victims get the help they need to recover.
Megan Daly is leading efforts to solve the homeless problem. She's working hard to get those who are a danger to themselves and others off the street. Assemblywoman Megan Daly will protect Proposition 13.
Count on me to stand up to the liberal power brokers and special interests who want to raise our taxes through the roof.
Megan will push the federal government to pay the cost of keeping illegal immigrant criminals in state prisons and expose corruption and fraud by using independent audits.
And I'll work to make health care and prescription drugs more affordable.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly, endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters and Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Get California back on track. Megan Daly for Assembly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2020.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now, back to our show.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, God, Lordy.
Gotta love that. Final portion of the KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio show for today. Coming into our last segment, this is Trish Clark, and I've enjoyed visiting with you this morning. This section of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Ted Leidy and his professional NRA instructors. So I've just been chatting about different things this morning. We didn't have any guests. If you got something you'd like to chat about, give us a call at 605-4567. I've been talking a little bit about President Trump and the things that he's going through and how I think he is the president that we needed at this point in time. I don't think we could go forward without him. I think a lot of things have been overlooked because all they want to talk about on the media is Russia, and then impeachment, and they lie. They just sit there and they lie, and they never tell us about all of the things that this president has accomplished in the 3 years he's been in office, in spite of everybody, the media, the Democratic Party, surely, and a lot of his own Republicans. They kind of, you know, the never-Trumpers are there in full force. They're Republican in name only, and they're just not about to let this outsider come in and do things. However, in spite of that, he made a lot of promises when he was running, and interestingly enough, he's completed most of those promises. I have in front of me a list of things that a surprising and solid performance by this president, in spite of everybody being against him. And you know, he talked about the Space Force, he managed to establish that sixth military branch, the Space Force, and it's moving forward. He signed a law to make cruelty to animals a federal felony so that animal abusers face tougher consequences. Certainly the trade agreement that he just established with China and with Mexico and Canada. Violent crime has fallen every year he's been in office after rising the 2 years before he was elected. Under Trump's leadership in 2018, the United States surpassed Russia and Saudi Arabia to become the world's largest producer of crude oil. Do you remember when we were so dependent and we were told that we would forever be dependent upon other countries for oil, and that's why we had to do all the things the way they wanted them done? Well, it seems like that maybe wasn't so true. Under his, he signed a gag order on a law that ends the gag orders on pharmacists that prevented them from sharing money-saving information. So now when you went and talked to a pharmacist, they can make suggestions about things that would save you money and still do the job. He's working very much on trying to bring down the price of medication, the price we pay for medicine in the United States, and he's making some real headway on that. The 25% lowest paid Americans enjoyed a 4.5% income boost in November 2019, that outpaces the 2.9% gain in earnings for the country's highest paid workers. So all of the nonsense about the tax cuts helping only the rich, just not so true. The low wage earners are benefiting from the higher minimum wage and corporations that are increasing entry level pay. He signed the biggest wilderness protection and conservation bill in a decade and designated 375 acres as protected land. there's Save Our Seas Act. See, there's bills that have to do with all kinds of things that we're not hearing about. Veterans, how many wonderful things has he done to try to increase and improve the way we treat our veterans in the United States? He issued an executive order requiring the Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security, and the Veterans Affairs to submit a joint plan to provide veterans access to mental health treatment as they transition to civilian life. Each problem that he sees out there, he figures out a way to get around that bureaucratic maze back there to make things happen. He's done so many things for federal workers. We had all-time record sales during 2019 holidays. He signed a bill which allows small businesses to group together when buying insurance so they can get it at a better price. When I talked to the businessmen and the people in business and construction, he streamlined so many of the things that we have to deal with when trying to get work done. One of the things he said to all of his administration back there, before you sign a new bill, you've got to get rid of a new law, enact a new law of some kind or a new rule. You have to get rid of two. There's a great picture of a stack of papers of all the things. Not only during that first 2 years of his administration did he get rid of at least two for every new bill, he got rid of like 10 or 20 for each one. And there's this huge big stack of papers that they got rid of, and then this very small stack being the picture that of the new laws that had been passed. So, you know, the man puts his money where his mouth is. He said he was going to build a wall. They don't report it, but you know that wall is going up. And with the new trade agreement that he made with Mexico and with Canada, turns out we're going to make so much more money from Mexico. We're going to be so much better off that turns out they are going to actually pay for it in a roundabout way. He's addressing the rural water infrastructure. We've got a lot of issues across the United States with our aging infrastructure. We've been talking about it for years. I think President Obama talked about it at great length. Nothing happened. Under this administration, there's a lot of money being going, and things are happening. We're doing a lot of the work we said we're going to do it. There's more than 7 million jobs created since he's been elected. He's reached out to every group. They continue to refer to all of us as racists. This man has more multicultural people in his administration, gay, lesbian people represented, all of the things they talk about doing and nobody's ever done. I can go on and on because this man doesn't sleep. He drives everybody around him crazy because he's just got a drive to accomplish what he said he was going to do. He's lived his whole life that way. I think we're very fortunate in this United States that he's our president right now. And I will predict that I think he's going to be elected hands down, no problem in this next election. We're going to get him for 4 more years, and I think that's great. I thank you very much for joining me this morning, and hope you've gotten some information or at least enjoyed the time. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow, and I'll see you on Thursday. But you had this opportunity. Obviously, there just wasn't anything that's burning a hole in your brain today because I didn't hear from any of you. Or I did hear from, and I thank the people that did call. That was great, and invite you all to head out to Palo Cedro for a nice meal, Valentine's Day. Look up Lindsay at her new restaurant out there, Norm's. And I thank you all for listening and joining me this morning, and thanks for listening. Bye.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me.
You're listening to KCNR, heard at 96.5 FM. We're working on the signal. You can hear us loud and clear on AM 1460 and online.
And I'll
keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall.